The following is the pre-recorded shiur. Good evening, everybody. For the Monday, the 17th of August, Chof Zayin Menachem Av, and I do hope you're all keeping well. Tonight's shiur is Siman Tov Kuf Vav, Seif Dalet and Seif Hey. And I do hope you're all really enjoying yourselves and everything is fine and in all the Bezer Hashem. Hamafrish chala b'yom tev, somebody who separates chala on yom tev, v'itmeo, and it is tome, the dough is tome, and this is normal because nowadays we're all tomei mesim. So hamafrish chala b'yom tev, somebody who separates chala on yom tev, v'itmeo, and the dough is tome. So v'lo yef oisa, you may not bake it, v'lo yisafen, you may not burn it either, because you're allowed to bake it because you're not going to eat it. You're not allowed to burn it because you're not allowed to bake something for no purpose. So as far as Hilchas Yom Tov is concerned, you're not allowed to burn it. On a weekday, that's what we do. But on a Yom Tov, you can't just burn the dough, the tomei dough, lo yisafenu. She'en sofin kolchin b'yom tov. Elo, rather, manicha da'erev, you keep it until the night, v'sofo, and then you burn it. So just leave it until Motz Yom Tov and burn it then. The Mishnah Berurah says if cotton chof ches v'itmeo and it is tomei v'adin and similarly tuma v'chalo bizman hazesh kulonu tmei mesim, all considered tmei mesim, and therefore it's also why not to bake it? V'lo yef oisum Mishnah Berurah if cotton chof test lo yef oisum mishum she'asur be'achilo, you're not allowed to eat it. V'adin and similarly she'asur he betiltul, it's not, you're not allowed to even move it. It's mukta mitamza because of this. So it's tomei. This dough is tomei, separated challah is tomei, and therefore it is forbidden to bake, forbidden to carry around. It's mukta. You're a bit stuck then. So you're not allowed to bake it, you're not allowed to burn it. So just leave it to the side. We learned that the scenario of if it's Erev Pesach, it's even more challenging because you can't burn it, you can't. If it's Pesach and you bake, then it's even worse because you can't keep it to the side either because it's just going to become chametz. So that's even more complex. We discussed that in Hilchos Pesach. The Eitzah is what the Mishnah Berurah says if cotton lamed aleph is an alternative Eitzah which is b'diavet, and that is to give it to a cotton pochsim ben tesha. You can bake it and give it to a minor, to a child who's less than 9 years old, who's a kohen. Under 9 years old, he would be allowed to eat it. And that, although it's not lechatchila, that's an alternative option. Steve, hey, mutal asas b'yom tov pitim gedolim, you're allowed to bake on yom tov large pitot, large breads. V'loi chashin, we're not concerned, shemitoich kach, because of this, yovoi lefo is yosef mashatzorich, if you're allowing him to do big portions of bread, big large breads, he's going to bake much more than required. That's not a problem. You're allowed to bake, so just bake even larger parts, larger portions, that's perfectly okay. The Mishnah Berurah says in Tzif Kotten Lamed Gimel, in Tzif Kotten Lamed Lamed Beis, meaning is you're allowed to bake large breads since there is no greater effort, since there's no greater effort for making a large bread or a small bread, it's all the same kind of amount of work, and therefore you're allowed to bake even larger despite the fact that some will be inevitably left over for tomorrow. You're allowed to do that. What about making small breads? You're baking, you've got a lot of dough, and you're baking now a lot of, let's say, challahs for the next day. So you've made the dough, and now you're kneading it for many challahs, smaller challahs for the next day. So that's awesome. That's a much greater effort. So what we are learning is that pitim gedolim is permitted, what Shulchan Aruch says, but if there's a much greater effort by making smaller ones, same smaller chalas, so you only have to do what's required for the day. Short Shane did today, and a short vote as well. Short story, I heard that Rav Boyer, when he was in his Rav Boyer was the Rav in Washington Heights. He was the grandson of Reb Shimshon Fall Hirsch. When he was 50 years old, he had to escape from Nazi Germany in the 1930s. He somehow made it to America, where he rebuilt the famous Kilo of Washington Heights. It was quite unbelievable as a person was in his 50s already. He rebuilt a community from scratch. Not rebuilt, he built Washington Heights in New York, which was non-existent. He just literally started and built a Kilo, which became a very large community in America. He was Yosef Boyer, a son of a Shlomo Zalman Boyer, and a Shlomo Zalman Boyer was a son of Rav Hirsch. When he was 50 years old, when people really start thinking about, you don't start making whole big new projects when you're that age, but for him it wasn't a problem. That's exactly what he did. When he was in his deep 80s, or perhaps even 90s, he expressed once that who is considered really wealthy, who is an osher, who is really wealthy. He said that people think that wealth is defined by financial wealth. He said that's not true. I'll tell you exactly what he means. Osher is spelled Ein Shin Yud Reish, and which literally means wealth, wealthy. He says that there is actually a deeper or more correct meaning. That Ein Shin Yud Reish, Ein stands for Einayim, eyes. Shin is for Shinayim, teeth. Yud is for Yudayim, hands. Reish is for Reglaim, feet. Somebody who is middle-aged or older than that, and he still has got his eyes, he still has got his teeth, he still has got his hands, and he still has got his feet, is genuinely an Oshir. That is really what an Oshir is, what wealth really is all about. If a person is physically healthy, then that is real, real wealth. Good evening.